Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, I guess I think I've always been a professional critic, you know, or some sort of professional appreciator or something.
Now, this is serious business here, man. Putting on a great show is the most important thing you can do. One great rock show can change the world.
The holidays are all about giving, so each year we share some of the best and most unique tunes for the season. I'm Jim DeRogatis from WBEZ and Columbia College.
And I'm Greg Cotta of the Chicago Tribune. We're once again joined by holiday music collector Andy Surzan for our 2012 Holiday Spectacular. That's coming up on Sound Opinions.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and it's time for our holiday spectacular. Let's get right into it with Santa's holiday greeting. Oh, that's a little sampling of the sort of magic that each year Andy Surzan, our guest, digs up. Spends his whole year, Greg, as we've said many times, looking for Christmas magic in the grooves. Dusty vinyl day job as the talent buyer, a talent buyer at Jam Productions Concert Promoters here in Chicago. Andy, you're always looking for different stuff, stuff that people haven't heard. Sometimes it's been sort of from Mars. This year, though, you are full of soul. We've got a real soul vibe, right?
Well, that's the focus this year, you know, trying to mix it up a little bit. And one of the things I've done to motivate myself as I move into the closing in on the 25th anniversary of this mix is, what have I not done that I kind of wanted to do for a long time? And one of those concepts was to string together my favorite old soul Christmas, mainly 45s from the late 60s, early 70s, and create kind of my homage to the classic soul compilations that used to come out then. And, you know, a lot of these records, again, are on coming from regionally sourced labels, so they fairly obscure but worthy of a higher profile, in my humble opinion. And, you know, that's why I put them out there.
So give us a taste of what we're going to hear in this next set.
Okay, well, these are tracks from this year's compilation. It's called Santa Soul, And as always, it will be available at christmas.soundopinions.org for free download. So if you're digging this stuff, go get it. The artwork will be there as well. This track's called Snowflakes by Betty Lloyd. It came out on Thomas Records on a 45 in the late 60s. This is a classic example of more a melancholy holiday track. Features the classic line, snowballs flying through the air, how I'd love to get hit by one thrown by somebody who cares. I mean, you know, a little forlorn thing, but an awesome soul group, killer strings. Here it is, Snowflakes.
Just a sad, sad Christmas. You're not. just a sad, sad Christmas. Why can't loneliness,
loneliness
let me be
out? As bright as the stars, baby, as white as the snow, could our Christmas have been, honey? Ooh, but you had to let me go. That's why it's a sad, sad Christmas. You're not here with me. It's just a sad, sad Christmas. Why can't
This is Sound Opinions, and you're listening to our Christmas Spectacular with guest Andy Surzan.
So drops from my weeping eyes. Sunny days are few since you cut me loose, and without the love you give, I don't want to live. I'm like the snowflake on a very hot fire, and without your love, baby, I couldn't last very long. I'm like the snowflake on a very hot fire, without your love, baby, I couldn't last very long. I was a fool, 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 stay out all night long.
That's the first set from Andy Surzan's Christmas mix for this year on Sound Opinions. Andy, what did we just hear?
That last track was J.J. Barnes' track called Snowflakes. That came out on Vault, which is one of the Stax satellite labels. And the track before that, I Remember Christmas, the Stridells, on the Chicago-based Kurtom label. That's actually the B-side. Before that, we heard Just a Sad Xmas. That's the Soul Duo, and that came out on Shiptown in the late 60s. That's a regional label out of the Southeast, and what a great band. Really, again, kind of in that melancholy soul holiday vibe, a sample lyric, grim gray and black are my moods since you're not here with me. And it just gives kind of a real classic kind of a regional flavor to the holidays when you hear those type of tracks, and hopefully people dig them enough. Again, you can get it at christmas.soundopinions.org, and yeah, that's set one.
I'm loving the vibe this year, Andy. Coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX, we'll get more soulful holiday gems courtesy of our treasure hunter, Andy Surzan. And to download this year's compilation for free, go to christmas.soundopinions.org. Thank you. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot, and we are here, as we are at this time of year, every year, with our guest musical curator, Andy Serzan, the Christmas-lovingest guy we know in the world. Andy, for people who haven't heard you do this with us before, how did you get fascinated with Christmas music, or why this year the Christmas soul vibe?
Well, the first part's easy to describe. You know, we all remember the buzz of Christmas when we were children, and then you get older and it just gets a little more elusive and whatnot. And I tried to figure out a way to recapture that for myself and my friends initially, and this is the way I did it, finding these songs and trying to make a kind of party out of it. And the soul thing is, I've been collecting and making this mix for forever. Next year will be the 25th anniversary of it. Whoa. So I have all these songs, and I kind of wanted to make a genre-specific holiday mix, kind of key in specifically on late 60s, early 70s regional soul tracks. And if I could do it in a way I felt good about, then I was going to put it out as my annual mix. And when I got done, I was really happy with it. And so here it is, Santa Soul.
All right, we got another set from you coming up, Andy. What are we going to hear in this set?
This one starts off with one of the classic flea market finds. You know, the way I find this stuff runs the full gamut, other than buying online, which I won't do. This I found at a flea market for 10 cents, and I really was like, oh, well, I'm going to buy this because it's called Winter Man. And it turned out it was kind of like the down and dirty soul version of Dean Martin's I've Got Your Love to Keep Me Warm. You know, it's it really worked for me. Total groove monster.
It's amazing what you can still get for a dime.
Yeah, well, you got to buy 5,000 of them for a dime, and then you find one of these. But this one worked, and so this next set kicks off with Winter Man by Clarence Reed.
Hear that cold wind blowing through the limbs and the trees. And as I stare out of my window, I can see the falling of the leaves. Hello, old man Winter. I've been kind of expecting you. I have my woman here beside me, so there's no harm you can do. But I feel sorry for the people you catch alone, with no love to call their own. 'Cause only love can keep them out of your hands. You're mean old winter man. You're cold, cold, cold. Her arms are like a blanket that keeps me all wrapped up. I even use a little bit of sugar to sweeten the coffee in my cup. I hear you blowing outside of our window pane, but to me and my baby it don't mean a thing. We got love to keep us out of your hands. You're mean old winter man. You're cold, cold winter man. I hear your cold wind blowing, but they don't bother me.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and it's the 2012 Holiday Spectacular.
Ain't Christmas a lovely time of the year? The time that everyone in the world somehow seems to care. It's the time you see little children smile when they're told the story about that baby child who lay in a manger with three little wives who saw the dancing star that was led by the angel of Christ. Ain't it kind of funny, 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 how just the night before you imagine
Oh, a spectacular way to end the second set from Andy Surzan during our Sound Opinions Holiday Soul Spectacular. Andy, the honor of IDing those tracks, which all are available for free download at christmas.soundopinions.org, goes to you. Tell us what we heard.
That last track was a pretty rare Marvin Gaye composition from 1964 called Purple Snowflakes. And the track before that, Spirit of Christmas by the Meditation Singers, that came out in the late 60s on the Chess Sermon Spiritual subsidiary, Checker. And track before that, Christmas Gift, some supercharged holiday soul, more in the Southern Soul Stacks kind of funky vibe, Funky Christmas LP and Cotillion. And that was arranged and produced by the legendary Lamont Dozier of Holland Dozier Holland fame. And also, again, all four of those tracks are on this year's compilation, Santa Soul, which you can download at christmas.soundopinions.org.
A must-have set, Andy. To get more information about this episode or download this year's Christmas compilation, go to christmas.soundopinions.org. Coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX, the last set of holiday soul music from our official dustbin diver, Andy Surzan. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott with Jim DeRogatis, and we are here with Andy Surzan, who brings us our annual holiday spectacular every year. By day, he is the senior vice president at Jam Productions, one of the leading independent promoters in the country. By nights and by weekends, he is hunting down the best holiday music he can find, with the key being on stuff you can't get anywhere else. Obscure stuff brings the best of it to our show every year. And Andy, you've got a special set of this stuff coming up next, right?
Yeah, this one's more mainstream-oriented, especially in comparison to what we usually do on the show. And there's a reason for that. I tried to pick four holiday soul songs that actually did get some type of profile, maybe somewhat limited, but what they do for me is show just how amazing a super serious artist can get into this groove and create something that stands the test of time. The first track in this set is, and I'm calling this set the Holiday Soul Hall of Fame, is by Donny Hathaway, legendary troubled singer, songwriter, wrote a tune called This Christmas in 1970 for ATCO, and it's got to be one of the most earnest, just beautiful Christmas holiday tunes I've ever heard. And this set we're going to visit, what I call, again, the Holiday Soul Hall of Fame set.
Hang on the mistletoe, Christmas, baby. I
This is Sound Opinions, and you're listening to our Christmas Spectacular with guest Andy Surzan.
Oh, this is going to be a groove for me. It's going to be a little something different, but we're going to give it to them anyway. Are you ready? Come on. Ha! We want to give out a present to everybody this Christmas. All around the world, for every man, woman, boy, and girl. Are you ready right now? Come on. Here we go. Oh, I like it like that. Come on. That's it. All right. Come on. Oh, Christmas presents around the world. Something mighty sweet to see. If only if I just had a present for everyone under one great big Christmas tree. For every boy that wants a brand new toy. For every Johnny that wants a car. For every Junior that wants a mobile bike. Ride and ride and ride. Now my little daughter, she wants a dollar prize. One that walks and wipes its eyes. And I see there's someone that wants somebody home just to kneel, hair in their arms. What a Christmas present. This Christmas. Oh, what a gift you could be. You know, if I could just give out Christmas presents to everyone under one great big Christmas tree. You know, I'm even fat enough to be the world's biggest Santa Claus. And everybody could just stand around and just say, ooh, is that for me? Come on, a Christmas present for everybody this year. And we want to give it to them. Are you ready? Come on, everybody. Come on, one more time together. Merry Christmas, baby. Present for you, Christmas, directly from me. For all the disc jockeys around the world, Merry Christmas. All the policemen and all the pretty girls. For a great big Christmas, maybe one, two, or three toys. But sadly enough, believe me as it seems, they won't get these things, we know. But the best that we can do is wish a Merry Christmas to you and hope next year things will have a lot of joy. Christmas presents for everyone.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer and go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something fruity for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto.
with every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find, to know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told me so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me, I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, the soul brother needs so. Santa Claus, tell him Jane Brown sent you.
Oh man, that was Andy Surzan's Soul Hall of Fame holiday set here on Sound Opinions. Andy, in the past, we have played innumerable songs about Santa dodging nuclear missiles, about alcoholic reindeers. There's always been a spirit and a joy in that music. But here, there's not only the spirit and the holiday joy, but musical brilliance in this music we've been playing, right?
Uniformly, the quality of the musicianship and arrangements on these tracks is just startling if you break it down. I mean, I'm convinced that they're not just like knocking these things out. They've really put some thought into it, and that's probably why they've endured as all-time holiday classics.
Yeah.
Run them down for us. It was James Brown at the end, of course.
That was James Brown, Santa Claus, Go Straight to the Ghetto. And I just, as an aside, I have to digress for a second. I once did a free show in Grand Park with James Brown, and I mentioned casually to his tour manager that I was a big fan and had all the 45s. Later, he came up to me and said, Mr. Brown would like to speak to you.
Oh.
Puts me in this tiny little room, and Mr. Brown looked at me and said, you have all my records. And I didn't have all of them, but I said, yes, I do. And then he goes, talk to me about it. Which ones do you like? And I actually had about a half-hour hang with James Brown, and we talked about his whole life. It was crazy,
wow.
Man.
Did you mention the Christmas record?
No, I didn't even know what I was doing. I thought I was tripping or something. You know? But anyway, back to reality. So Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. Before that, we heard Presents for Christmas. Solomon Burke came out in 66 on Atlantic. And before that, we heard Merry Christmas, Baby by the great Otis Redding. And, of course, the backing band. Again, we were talking about the tracks on this stuff. Booker T and the MGs with Isaac Hayes sitting in on piano.
Not bad backing band.
Hey, guys, I got a Christmas track to cut. Okay, Otis, we'll be there. You know, just unreal stuff. And then we started off with what might be the single greatest holiday soul track ever written. My personal opinion, the 1970 single version of This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. Actually, it's the only version because it was cut as a single. So that's it for me in the holiday soul bag, and I hope everyone out there dug it as much as I did putting it together. And if you did, you can go get it free along with the artwork, which is quite interesting, I have to say, this year. You'll get it if you're a soul music collector. And that's at christmas.soundopinions.org. And thanks for having me back yet again, guys. It was a blast.
Thank you, Andy. As always, we have some thank yous to say on the way out. Sound Opinions is produced by Jason Saldana and Robin Lynn. Our assistant producer is Annie Minoff. Our intern is Griffin Waterman. And if Andy Surzan is the Kris Kringle of Sound Opinions, our executive producer, our fearless leader, Tori Southside Malatia, is the Krampus.
I was sleeping, gently napping, when I heard the phone. Who is on the other end talking? Am I even home?
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
Just a New York conversation rattling.
New messages.
Mark from San Francisco. I enjoy your show. But given that you guys only do an hour show each week, I'm surprised and disappointed you wasted valuable airtime on reviewing Rihanna's latest.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shining bright like a diamond. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
At best, her music is vapid mainstream pop, consumed by vapid mainstream fans, and reviewed ad nauseum by vapid mainstream media. Surely there were more deserving artists you could have given that time to.
Matt Albright in Aztec, New Mexico. Just tuned in to your Album of the Year show and thought I'd give you my opinion on that. Dr. John, his album, Lockdown, produced by Dan Auerbach. Hit home and rocked the house many a night here in 2012.
My opinion, Album of the Year is hands down Grizzly Bear Shield.
Liars, Wish You was the best album of the year. My album of the year is The Corner Man by the Cairo Gang.
It is absolutely beautiful songwriting, really nuanced guitar playing. I just think it's really, really good. Love your show, and thanks for having the hotline.
Our bodies are machines designed to deliver. Must we do just work on the mind?
Hi, Sound Opinions guys. Just listening to your top albums of the year, and I wanted to throw my hat in the ring. I definitely would have to put Alabama Shakes on my list. That was a powerhouse album for me for the summer. I just recently saw them in Milwaukee, so I sort of made the circle complete. But as far as hip-hop, I'm going to have to go with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, The Heist. That Thrift Shop song is so awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Thank you, granddad.
I love that album because it has great beats, and it also has a very positive message, and it makes us see what hip-hop music could be like without all the violence and anger and misogyny and things like that. It's a really positive album. My name is Lindsay Malachi, and I'm from Waukegan, Illinois. Thanks.
They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt.
Hey, Jim and Greg, this is John from Chicago. I just recently got done listening to your Best of 2012 list. You know, I thought you guys, as always, did a great show, but I wanted to recommend an album called All Hell by a guy named Don Gibson, who I haven't seen any of his albums listed on anybody's best of list yet, which I think is really strange. The guy started out as a drummer in a stoner rock band and also worked as a truck driver for a long time. Most recently put out this new album, which is really unlike anything I've heard before. It kind of mixes like bedroom, lo-fi, electro-pop music with old, early outlaw country, like Johnny Cash on vocals. The song on there called Tiffany Lou, which it's just incredible, just stuck in your head for days. I just wanted to leave that comment, and as always, you guys are great. Take care.
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.